Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Happy 4th of July, America. I hope you all have had a great weekend. I've had a good time. I hope everybody's safe and you're enjoying yourselves. And happy birthday, America. 250 years of freedom, of opportunity, of choice. 250 years of hopefully being civil to each other, talking to each other in muted tones, and reasoning together to make this great country better and better and better and more open and more open and more open and more conscientious about who we are and what we stand for. I don't want to preach here, but I'm so proud to be an American, and I'm glad I was born in this country. My family came here as immigrants. You should see one of them came over on a paddle wheeler from Italy. So we don't have to do that anymore. We have great medicine. We have great universities. We have great culture. We have symphonies. We have choirs. We have all the things that make life worthwhile. So thank you, America, for giving us all this opportunity, and I hope you all have a great 4th of July. I'm so glad to be here and every week be here, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. My name is Bob Scrivano. I'm your host for 25 years, doing the same thing, talking about the same issues because they're important. How do we take care of each other? How do we take care of Grammy and Grampy? How do we make wise decisions? How do we do all the things that we don't ever think are going to happen, but they happen? There's, you know, 100,000 people in nursing homes in California. 100,000. Let that sink in for a minute. Those are the grandparents of somebody, the parents of somebody, the brother of somebody. There's somebody that loves them. There's somebody that cares about them. But at the end of life, no matter how hard they wished it and tried it, they weren't able to take care of that person. And so we have 100,000, 80,000, and if you include assisted living and memory care, we have over 150,000 people in care homes in California. That's a pretty large number. Everybody, every single person listening to me has known someone in a nursing home or someone in a care home or someone in a memory care or someone in assisted or someone. Every single one of you knows somebody that at the end of life was taken care of by hospice. Why do we continue to deny it's going to happen to us when we're all familiar with it? We all know about it. When do we wake up and say, how do we plan for this, Bob? Well, you plan by planning. You plan by waking up one morning and saying, you know, I'm a day older than I was yesterday, and a year from now, God willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll be a year older. And there's nothing I can do to stop it except help my family to the extent possible be prepared for what's coming. And sometimes it's just awful. It's just awful. I'm, you know, death overtakes us all. Dementia overtakes a lot of us. Frailty overtakes all of us. You can't do the things you did when you're 20. Don't lie about that. Don't. Well, I'm as fit as I ever was now, but you weren't as fit as you were when you were 20 or 17, when you could run a mile, you could run 2 miles. You could do whatever. You could do. I once did 1,000 sit-ups when I was in high school. That, I won't be doing that again. I can't do that. If I did 12, it would be a good day. How many of you have some kind of debilitating disease like Parkinson's or MS? Or how many of you, somebody in your family has dementia or has the onset of cognitive decline, as we call it? How many of you you believe this is possible for you? If you don't, you're a fool. Because of course it's possible for you and your family. How are you going to plan for it? How are you going to make sense out of it? I had a seminar last night. And every Saturday, next week, on the 11th, I'll be doing a workshop. How many of you come to my workshop? How many of you? How many of you listen to my webinar? How many of you come to my workshops every Saturday? Not this Saturday, because it's the 4th of July, and you're listening to this. So I'm not doing a workshop this Saturday. I did it earlier in the week. But on the 11th, at 10:30 in the morning, I will be doing a free workshop. Would you like to have some answers to some questions? Would you like to know how you're going to deal with this when you it all goes south? And it's going to go south. You can pretend. This is a no-pretend 4th of July show. No pretending here. We're all going to get older. We're all going to become frail. We're all going to bury somebody. A third of the people in the United States, according to statistics, do not have a funeral plan. I guess they're going to, I don't know what their plan is, but they don't have one. So guess who's going to scramble around and say, God, you know, mom's died. We don't know what she wanted. We don't know. It's just so hard. Because nobody wanted to have the conversation. Nobody wanted to have the conversation. Why? I don't know why. Why is there error? I have no idea. I have no idea why somebody wouldn't take care of this. I literally don't have any idea. It's the 4th of July, and there are still people out there who think they're going to live forever. Well, Bob, my granny lived to be 132. Well, good for granny. I can tell you, I get phone calls on a regular basis. I got a phone call the other day, one of my clients died. He wasn't old and frail. He had a debilitating disease. He had dementia. But he wasn't like 90 years old. He was in his 70s. And we started planning for this 3 years ago. And so everything has been laid out. The family's involved. The kids know what's going to happen. How many of you have ever had a family conference? I do family conferences all the time. I can do them by Zoom. We can do them by phone. We can do them by in person. How many of you have had a family conference? How many? Not many of you. Oh, no, we're too busy shooting off fireworks. Bob, it's fireworks. It's fireworks today. Need to take a drink. I don't have time to have family conferences. Well, 4th of July would be a perfect time, because the family might be together. Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthdays are great times to have a family conference. Do you have a trust? Do your kids have a copy of the trust? What does the trust say? Do they know what the trust says? What if you got his kids and her kids and their kids? Is everybody on the same page? Not only when you die, but who's going to manage your affairs when you're mostly dead? Not dead, but you can't remember where the bathroom is. What are you going to do? How are you going to deal with this? I don't know. I know for me. I don't know for you. I have about not quite 20 minutes left, 18 minutes left of this show. What are you going to do? Are you writing this down on a pencil and with a pencil and paper? Are you going to take my information? Because I'm going to give it out in a minute. I'm going to tell you how to get to a workshop. I'm going to tell you how to get into my office. I'm going to tell you how to do all that stuff. If you want to, every single month, I have workshops. Every Saturday, God willing, and the creek don't rise, except the 4th of July. But I'm going to be doing another workshop on the 11th. On the 11th of this month. That's a week from now. It's free. You have to sign up for it. You can bring the family. It's limited to about 12 people. You can do this. You can do it. It's going to be on the 11th at about 10:30. About 10:30 on the 11th. It'll last about an hour. and that's a Saturday, and you can bring the family. How do you make a reservation? Well, it's not hard. Got a pencil and paper? Write down the following. First of all, my phone number, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Yes, even right here in Sacramento, where I live and where my office is, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. You can sign up for my next workshop on the 11th at 10:30. You can also go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up for an appointment. You can sign up for one of my Facebook Lives. You can sign up for all kinds of things if you want to. If you want to. I do a webinar on the first Wednesday of every month. I do a workshop every Saturday, except the 4th of July, but I'll be doing one on the 11th, and you can come. You can call, and we can do a talk on the phone. We can meet in my office. We can meet in my conference room. We can do all kinds of things if you're serious about dealing with the issues of aging. If you're really serious about it, I can help you. If you're really serious, I can't help you if you're not serious. But if you're really serious about this stuff, I can help, and I can make a difference in your life. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Well, the show is now almost half over. And how many of you have said to your, oh, Bob, we need to talk to you because we are getting older and we need to go, we need to call you and we need to set up an appointment and we need to come in and we need to sit. Well, Bob, we've already got a trust. Yeah, what does it say? Well, it says that when we die, everything goes to the kids. Is that what it says? You could write that out on one page. How many of you have powers of attorney? Remember, I'm not an attorney and I'll give legal advice. Everything I say is my opinion only. I'm a legal document assistant license 2000-004-06. It expires next year and I have to renew it. What can I say? This is my opinion based on 30 years of doing this. So you have a trust. What does it say? What does it say about dying? Well, it says that it goes to my three kids. Okay, what if you don't die? What do you mean, what if I don't die? What if I have a stroke tomorrow? Who can manage my affairs? Who has access to my bank accounts, my brokerage accounts, my IRAs? Who could sell the house if they needed to? Who could cash in stock if they needed to? Who could deal with pensions and annuities if they had to? Are they prepared? Have you had a family conference that goes over all that? Do they have copies of all your passwords? What do you mean, my passwords? Well, I watch TV and I watch some stuff on cable, and I've got passwords to my computers, and I got passwords to the alarm on my house, and I have passwords. My wife has a screen in her car that she has to have a password for, and you have passwords for your phone, and you have passwords for this. Do your kids know all those passwords? No. Well, don't you think that might be a good idea for them to have a, do they have a list of what your doctors? I went to a doctor yesterday for my foot because I'm foot in my foot. How many of you have more than one doctor? Do your kids know how, do they have access? Are your advanced healthcare directives on file with the doctor, all your doctors, so that if your kid comes in, and because you've had a stroke and says, Doc, what do I do? The doctor will talk to you. Otherwise, the doctor's not going to talk to your kids because they don't know what's going on. I'm not making this stuff up. What if you don't die? And then what if you do die? Who can deal with the funeral? Who can deal with the money? Who's going to deal with the trust? A trust administration is required by law, by probate code. A trust administration is lots and lots and lots. No, you don't have to go to court, but it's required by law. Did you know that? That there has to be a trust administration, there has to be an accounting, there have to be tax returns filed, they have to be all that kind of stuff. I do those. I've done a lot of them. If you've just had someone die or someone, you might want to think about a trust administration. It's really important, and it's harder than you can imagine. No, it's not. We don't have to go, but it's not. Well, I was told there's no probate, Bob. No, there's no probate, but it's required in the probate code that a trust is administered properly after the death of both settlors. That's mom and dad, or if you're single, you. Do your kids know about that? Who's going to be the trustor? The new trustee. Do they know what's going to... I'm looking at a two-page outline, just an outline, of what a trust administration entails. It goes on. It's lots and lots of work. The trustee needs to find the original trust, all bank statements, brokerage statements, life insurance, annuities, IRAs, safety deposit boxes, deeds, pension information, cash, and so much more. You need to send out letters to all beneficiaries, including the ones you've left out. Did you know that your successor trustee has to send a letter to all of the children, even the ones you may have left out or didn't leave anything to? Who's got control of the assets? There has to be a complete accounting. There has to be settling of all the debts, all credit cards, all loans, all home mortgages. The trustee may also be responsible for hiring professionals such as CPAs, real estate agents, investment advisors, appraisals to help with a visit to government agencies and financial institutions are common. Did you know you have to do, what if your heirs disagree? What if litigation? What if one of the kids sues the trust? If you need help, and you will, I can help you with that. We can make sure, I can make sure that the trust administration goes smoothly and per the requirements of the probate code. I didn't know, Bob, that trusts had to be administered. Yes, they do. It's required by the probate code. I think probate code section 6000. Don't hold me to that because do you listen to my podcast? I do podcasts on a regular basis. You should go to my website. I've just started them up again. Have you been to my website, assetsandaging.com? Have you been to my Facebook page? It's not like there's no problem going to my Facebook page. It's guarded carefully. And we just talk about stuff. We just talk about the issues of aging. And every week I do a Facebook Live to talk about my upcoming workshops. And you can go to my Facebook page and you can read. How do you get to my Facebook page? Read all my blog, all that stuff. Information. How do you get to that? Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. You click on the little Facebook icon, and it'll take you right there. If you want to solve the issues of aging and the problems attendant to it, you have to. You're talking to California's leading voice on the issues of aging. I've been doing this longer than anybody that I can think of. And the choice is yours. The consultation is free. The workshop is free. My webinars are free. Bring the kids. But you can make a difference. Having a trust, a will is... Remember, wills only go into effect when you're dead. Well, I have a conservator listed in my will, Bob. Yeah, that's to have you conserved if you're bonkers. But that's a court action. You have to go to court and get appointed as a conservator. I didn't know that. Well, now you do. Just my opinion, but I think you'll find out my opinion is correct. When was the last time you had your trust reviewed? For frailty language, have things changed? Have children moved away? Have children changed? Maybe your daughter married an alcoholic and you don't want to, or maybe you, one of your grandchildren have special needs. I want to leave some money to my grandkids. Yeah, but one of them has MS or Parkinson's or a childhood debilitation or birth defects. And you want to leave that child some money, but how do you leave it to that child? Because that, do you know what a special needs trust is that can leave money to a child without endangering with special needs that doesn't jeopardize their government benefits? Did you know that? Do you have special needs children or grandchildren? Do you have a child that is you don't want to be a part of your trust? Do you have kids that haven't talked to you for 10 years? I'm so blessed. I have really kids that are involved in our lives, and we're open to that. If you don't have all that, how do you plan? How do you do all the 10,000 things you're going to need to do? It's so important, I can't begin to tell you. Do it today. Call me today. 5 minutes left in this, not that long left. Maybe 3 or 4 minutes until I have to end this. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do when you can't do it anymore? When you can't do it anymore. What are you going to do? Get to my workshop. My next workshop is on the 11th at 10:30. Go to assetsandaging.com and sign up. Get in to see me for a free appointment or telephone conference. But do it today. Do it soon. Don't wait until tomorrow. You may have tomorrow. You may not have tomorrow. I don't know what you have. None of us do. But do it today. Bring your kids. Get to a workshop. Get in for a free appointment or a free phone consultation. Or Zoom or whatever it is. But make a difference in your family's life. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. Make the call today, 800-999-8007, or better yet, go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and make sure you're ready to make a difference. Make sure you're ready to make a difference in your family is protected, and all the things you need to do to make a life better for your kids and for your family. Get to the workshop on the 11th. It starts at 10:30. It's free. Check out my website, assetsandaging.com. Listen to my podcast. Listen to my Facebook Lives on my website. Lots of ways that you can get the help you need. And you can make a difference in your family's life. It's up to you. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. I'm your host. Once again, I want to just thank you all for listening. I hope you have a great 4th of July. I hope you got the chance to spend time with your family and recharge and be ready to go. My next workshop again is on the 11th. That's a Saturday at 10:30. Sign up, get in, get the answers you need. Personalized, you get to ask questions. My workshops are terrific. Nothing is sold, just we are going to talk about the issues of aging. That's the 11th at 10:30, Saturday the 11th at 10:30. 800-999-8007. 800 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to seeing you in the future, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, for 30 years talking about the issues of aging. I hope to see you soon at a workshop or at a webinar or at an appointment. Remember, the appointments are free. Sign up today. Don't wait until tomorrow. Have a great day. Be safe. And please, please, please be kind to each other. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great day. Bye-bye.